Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And it does feel like near freezing as you're stepping out the door this morning. We'll talk about the wind chill versus the temperature and how chilly it will stay all week.
And we're monitoring some breaking news coming in from Tokyo, Japan this morning. A Japan Airlines aircraft colliding with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft on the tarmac there at Haneda's airport. The new information coming into the WRAL Live Center.
Plus, after weeks of holiday gatherings, respiratory sicknesses are on the rise. Now local hospitals are changing visitor policy starting today.
Last night's bowl games came down to the wire, and we have the results and who will now match up in college football's national championship game. Both ended kind of late. We're going to wrap that all up for you. One of them is Michigan, I can tell you that. And there's also a Powerball winner in Michigan. Ooh. I mean, goodness, what a night for that state.
Right.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you here.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We'll get to all that coming up. But first, we have to talk weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with us this morning with a live look over downtown Raleigh. I mean, it is pretty chilly out there this morning.
It is. We take a live look here at the legislative building, and the flags are moving gently in the breeze. So it's going to feel a little bit colder than that number that you're seeing. We're officially not reporting any wind at RDU, but again, you can see the flags moving a little bit. So it's 35. Most likely it'll feel like right around freezing as you're stepping out the door. We take a look at our wind speeds again. Light at Raleigh-Durham, looking at 6 miles an hour in Fayetteville and Goldsboro, 8 miles per hour in Rocky Mount. And that is making a difference in the way it feels outside. Looking at it feels like 30 in Fayetteville, 33 in Clinton right now, 28 in Southern Pines. It feels like 31 in South Hill and in Rocky Mount. So chilly out there for us this morning. And near normal this afternoon, lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 50s. The most interesting weather feature coming our way in the next week is a soaker on Saturday. I'll show you how much rain we could see coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:01 right now. Looking good around the triangle. Just check with Raleigh 911. Keeping up with them this morning. Not seeing any crashes anywhere in Wake County. Also in Durham and Chapel Hill, our partners at Waze are not reporting any big problems. And all that green on the map is good news. It means all of our major routes are in good shape as we get started on this first big work day of 2024. A live look at I-885 at Alexander Drive there in Durham. It's certainly getting busier this morning, but we're not seeing any big delays on 885 on the northbound or southbound sides. Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Happening today, Raleigh leaders are expected to pass a new noise ordinance. It would change the standard for how noises are considered a nuisance. It also would increase the fines for violations. Just last month, City Council approved a new nightlife ordinance. That'll go into effect February 3rd. We'll let you know about any changes made at today's meeting.
We're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. Take you to these live pictures coming into our newsroom from Tokyo's Haneda Airport. You're looking at the aftermath of a collision between a Japan Airlines aircraft and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft. The Japan Airlines aircraft was coming in for a landing when that collision happened. And you see firefighters are right there putting out that fire. Here's the new information into the WRAL Live Center. The Japanese Coast Guard is now reporting the pilot of that Coast Guard aircraft escaped that fire safely, but five crew members are missing. A spokesperson for Japan Airlines also saying that all 379 passengers and crew were able to evacuate that aircraft before the flames engulfed that aircraft and it just went into a ball of fire. But again, this is a developing story that we'll continue to monitor here in the WRAL Live Center and keep you updated.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Also in Japan, we are following the latest after that deadly earthquake. At least 48 people are dead after the quake hit western Japan yesterday, and the death toll is climbing this morning. Experts say powerful and unpredictable aftershocks could last for months.
Overconfidence is one danger. It's almost impossible to predict exactly how many aftershocks there are going to be and when.
And the search is on for people trapped underneath that rubble. Buildings, homes, and businesses are damaged, and power is out for thousands of people. The risk for tsunamis is now over, but deadly waves could still come. The aftershocks could also be larger than the first 7.5 earthquake.
Starting today, changes are coming to hospital visitor policies all around the triangle. This comes as more patients in North Carolina hospitals are being treated for flu than for COVID-19. At WakeMed waiting rooms, visitors must be at least 12 years old. UNC hospitals, visitors must be 11 years old, and masks are strongly recommended. Starting tomorrow, Duke Hospital is limiting visitors to 2 per patient at a time. Children under 12 aren't allowed to visit unless a provider gave them prior approval.
A 19-year-old man is facing charges in Charlotte in connection with a New Year's Eve shooting that hurt 5 people. Davion Crawford is facing 5 felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. The shooting happened during a New Year's Eve celebration. Investigators say he shot into a crowd of people at a park in Uptown just before midnight. All of the victims are expected to recover.
One person is dead after a shooting near Fayetteville State University. Fayetteville police are searching for the shooter. It happened on Harris Street around 5 p.m. yesterday. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene as police investigated. Investigators say it was a ShotSpotter notification that tipped them off. And when they got there, officers were told that someone had been shot, and they found David Page Jr. dead in the backyard. We'll continue to keep you updated on this case as police search for the shooter.
And we're also working to learn the names of the people involved in a deadly crash on I-95 in Nash County. It happened around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. We do know that 2 people were hurt and a young man was killed. All 3 victims are related. We're told it was a single vehicle crash and the driver hit a tree near the town of Dorchess at North Halifax Road.
Happening today, the State Board of Elections will nominate presidential primary candidates for this year's election. Political parties will provide a list of candidates to the board. The board will then prepare a list of the candidates submitted. The board may also vote to nominate a candidate if it finds them recognized in North Carolina or national media. That meeting begins at 11 a.m. and can be joined remotely. Former President Donald Trump's legal team is expected to appeal the decisions that removed him from the 2024 primary ballots in Colorado and Maine and do so as soon as today. The decisions to take Trump off the ballot are based on the 14th Amendment. It says officials who have, quote, engaged in insurrection are disqualified from holding office.
Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco has been arrested in the Dominican Republic amid an investigation into allegations of inappropriate relationships with minors. The 22-year-old was taken into custody on Monday. His arrest came just days after he failed to appear for a meeting with a prosecutor. Franco used to play for the Durham Bulls. He was promoted to the major leagues in 2021. Franco was placed on administrative leave in August as the MLB investigated his alleged relationships with underage girls. At least 2 people have filed legal action against the baseball player.
2023 was a violent year in Wake County. The number of people murdered in the county was higher than it's ever been, and it's creating a ripple effect that's being felt in the court system. In 2023, there were 56 homicides compared to 52 in 2022. For context, a decade ago, there were 24. District Attorney Lauren Freeman says it's making it difficult to bring swift justice to the victims' families. There are cases 2 to 3 years old that still haven't gone to trial. The oldest is a capital murder case from 2019. Freeman says that backlog mainly has to do with COVID because the courts were not in session then.
As COVID kind of played through, people left the workforce, and that applies to criminal defense attorneys and prosecutors as well.
Wake County has 44 prosecutors, but for a county this size and still growing, DA Freeman says they could use a dozen more.
Durham leaders are working to address homelessness in the city in the new year. At today's city council meeting, leaders are looking to allocate funding for various homeless services. The city manager is asking for authorization to help provide rehousing services, funding for emergency shelters, and permanent supportive housing. That meeting gets started tonight at 7 o'clock. Well, a college from our area was on the national stage during the Rose Bowl parade in Pasadena, California.
Here they come, the blue and gold marching machine. They're high step and high energy band. They're from North Carolina Agriculture and Technical State University. This is their first time, by the way, in the Rose Parade. We'd like to welcome the Aggies.
That's right. Just let's listen in.
Ah, the Aggies, they sound so good. The group was one of 20 bands selected to participate in the annual event. And you heard Hoda there mention it. This was the Aggies' first appearance in the event. They rocked it. By the way, the Michigan Wolverines took down the Alabama Crimson Tide in overtime in the Rose Bowl. Final score there, 20 Alabama and 27 Michigan.
So the college football playoff national championship is set. Both of last night's bowl games came down to the wire. Washington Huskies won it 37-31 over the Texas Longhorns in the Sugar Bowl. That game ended early this morning, just before 1 a.m. Washington forced three straight incompletions at the end. So it's Michigan and Washington that'll meet Monday in the national championship in Houston. 10 minutes after 6 right now on our Tuesday, and coming up, a Moore County family is asking for your thoughts and prayers after their father and a husband was hurt overseas.
Yeah, how the soldier is doing now after he was hurt in a drone attack in Iraq.
Plus, a burn survivor is using his story to help others going through something similar. What he says the most difficult part of recovery was and how to help those in need.
And we have a chilly first week of the year, looking at overnight lows down in the 20s in some cases. The biggest weather maker of the week will come Saturday with some heavy rain. I'll show you what we could see where you are coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We're taking a live look at Chapel Hill right now. All is quiet but chilly. It's a little breezy in spots, so we have a little bit of a wind chill. It feels like upper 20s to low 30s in a few places. The temperature is on the left and the wind chill is on the right, so it feels like 28 in Southern Pines. It feels like 30 in Fayetteville and Clinton. It feels like 32 in Goldsboro and 31 in Rocky Mount. But most of all, for the most part, our temperatures are in the low to mid 30s right now. So heading out the door, lots of sunshine once the sun comes up. You know, give it a little while longer, but near freezing. And if you're headed out for exercise this afternoon, the warmest part of the day will be mid-afternoon, looking at 51. By the time the sun sets, we're back into the 40s. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about a soaker of a system on Saturday and how much rain we could see. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:14 on the dot as we take a look at those live sensors around the triangle. Still looking good. 440 all clear around Raleigh. And in Durham right now, we're looking good on 15501 between Durham and Chapel Hill. I want to take you live to I-40 out at Airport Boulevard, where traffic is building, but still looking good in both directions. And if you're heading to the airport right now, we're not seeing any delays on those major approaches. 40 westbound out of the west part of Raleigh looks fine. 540 westbound out of North Raleigh also looking good at those RDU exits. And no trouble leaving South Durham on 40 eastbound, Jeff.
Brian, thanks for that. Loved ones of an 82nd Airborne pilot badly injured in a drone strike in Iraq are asking for prayers. Garrett Illerbrunn, who lives in Pinehurst with his wife and son, was involved in a drone attack that happened on Christmas Day while Illerbrunn was at an airbase in northern Iraq. He's now in a hospital in Germany. A close family friend told WREL he has a severe head injury and is still unconscious, but is making progress. A GoFundMe is raising money to help the family give their son Tucker a treehouse Illerbrunn had arranged and to help outfit their home with the proper supports he'll need when he comes home.
We're basically just going off of prayers and positive energy at this point that he can get reunited with his son, be there to raise him, be there with his wife. They're wonderful people. So if all you can do is pray, we would appreciate that. Anything you can give on the GoFundMe would help them.
The Iran-backed attack that critically injured Illerbrunn and two other servicemen prompted President Joe Biden to order retaliatory strikes targeting affiliated groups. A link to the GoFundMe is in this story on WRL.com.
It is a new year, and that means new laws are in effect across the country. A dozen states are now banning ghost guns, including Colorado and California. The law prohibits firearms assembled at home or made with 3D printers without serial numbers. The minimum wage also rose in two dozen states, including New York and Washington, D.C. 2024 also brings new health care laws. In California, doctors who mail abortion pills to patients in other states will now be protected from prosecution.
During the winter season, Christmas trees, space heaters, and kitchen fires are common calls that firefighters get, and they can lead to scenes like this one at a town home in Raleigh. These fires force families to evacuate. Sometimes those are left with severe burns and other injuries. A local man is using his survival story to educate others on how to get past a horrific tragedy like a fire. Back in 1998, Chris White suffered third-degree burns after a propane explosion in his family's garage.
The most difficult part of recovery, wondering what it's going to be like when you are there. Like, okay, what are people going to think about me? Like, do I look the same? Am I going to walk the same, talk the same? Am I going to be able to do everything I could before?
Well, he has his foundation through UNC Chapel Hill J.C. Burn Center, where he is working to raise money to get more burn victims the counseling they need. For information on how to help Chris White raise money for burn survivors, you can visit WRAL.com.
The U.S. population started the new year slightly larger than 2023. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there were 335 million people in the country at midnight, New Year's Day. The projected world population starts the new year off with just over 8 billion people.
The outlook for the Triangle's housing market in 2024 is improving after sales slumped when mortgage rates soared in the second half of 2023. Through November, the number of closed sales in the Triangle was down 15% from the year before. Realtors say now is the time, though, to snap up a home for sale because they're already seeing signs of a rebound and more competition from buyers as the mortgage rates drop.
I think it will be a very robust market. We may not see quite the craziness that we saw in 2022 and early part of 23, and that primarily has a lot to do with homes on the market.
Yeah, that real estate agent says their office has seen a 40% increase in the number of mortgage applications in the last month as buyers get back on the hunt for homes.
And if you are inside your home on your couch, you probably have the heat turned up just a little bit. It's chilly out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with a look around town. Beautiful, clear, but it's cold.
It's going to be a fine afternoon to be outside. Temperatures will climb on up into the low 50s. It's just on the cold side this morning, but skies are clear. Pretty lights there in Goldsboro. Of course, here in Fayetteville, a look at our newsroom. Here's a live look at Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. So a quiet start out there. The kids, a lot of the kids still have today off, so it's probably a pretty quiet start for a lot of folks still. Probably, you know, a lot of folks back into the routine today, even more tomorrow. Our temperature is on the left and the wind chill is on the right. 28 is how it feels in Southern Pines right now. Feels like 30 in Fayetteville, 30 in Clinton, 32 Goldsboro, 31 Rocky Mount, looking at a wind chill in all those places. But our winds are calm at RDU, so we're just showing up as 35 in the Triangle. Temperatures will likely be colder tomorrow. We'll take a closer look at that coming up. But the big weather event of the week is going to be a system, a potent one that comes in on Saturday. We'll likely have some winter weather in the mountains. Some of that could be freezing rain and some snow. Looking at a cold rain here on Saturday. So Saturday looks like a good day to get some things done around the house or curl up with a good book. Travel issues across the country with this, especially in the Northeast. Once this moves north, say Sunday into Monday, there could be some heavy snow in the Northeast. Things are quiet across the country right now, but we're watching a disturbance. It's back to the west. That's going to swing through here by late Wednesday night into early Thursday morning. For the most part, this is going to be just an overnight event. It's not likely to be wet on Wednesday or Thursday, but there could be some light showers overnight Wednesday night. And then, of course, this big system rolls in on Saturday. This is Saturday at 5 o'clock, looking at heavy rain and then some snow with that in the western part of the state and on up to our north and northeast. So it's likely to begin early Saturday morning, a chance just to our west of some light freezing rain and some snow. It is likely to be rain for the bulk of us. We're watching the potential maybe near the Virginia line for this to start as a little bit of light freezing rain. But you can see this version of Futurecast really showing rain, some heavy rain, and then watch the snow as it moves up through D.C., New York, and on up into the Northeast as we get into Sunday and eventually Monday. So some heavy snow there. Heavy rain for us on Saturday, likely to be 1.5 to 2 inches of rain out of this on Saturday, but it's likely to be just a Saturday event. Again, a good chance of snow in the mountains, especially Boone, as an inch of snow is at least a 96% chance of an inch of snow. And you see those red color contours just zipping right up to the north of us. But the bulk of our viewing area is not likely to see anything frozen. We're at 51 today and 55 on Wednesday. And Saturday, just a soaker of a day with a high of around 50. And looking at some drier conditions by the time we get to Monday. Brian, at least we'll have Sunday. Sunday looks like it'll be an okay day to be out. But I'm already planning, you know, all the things I need to get done inside on Saturday. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a whole day to do it, apparently. Yeah. It is 6:21 as we take a look at traffic this morning. Our first crash of the morning, it's on the south side of Raleigh at 40 westbound, right around the Hammond Road interchange. I'm not seeing any delays on the sensors in that area, but we'll keep an eye on that and let you know how it's looking as you head between the I-440 interchange out toward US 1 on the southwest side of Raleigh. Take a look at those other major approaches into Raleigh right now. We're still looking pretty good on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale, just a 1 minute delay out to 440, and a 1 minute slowdown right now on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest toward 540.
A new commentator is coming to NBC for the Paris Summer Olympic Games.
Yeah, you'll never guess who. Rapper Snoop Dogg joining the team to report this summer. We'll explain where and when you can watch him.
Cannot wait. Plus, if you have a little one in the family, this is an important recall you need to know about. The baby formula that's being taken off store shelves that you should be checking your pantry for.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights showed up to the NHL Winter Classic in style.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
You know, you say Golden Knights around me, I'm imagining people falling from the sky. So this one, yeah. You know, a little different. Elvis has entered the building. This is how the Golden Knights showed up for the game yesterday at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. One of the traditions that comes with the outdoor game is seeing what the teams are going to wear. And the Golden Knights page posted these pictures on X, captioned, "Just a bunch of hunks of burning love."
That is fantastic.
So the outdoor game. Oh, and look at this. So the home standing Seattle Kraken, they came with their best fisherman outfit, throwing some salmon there. You know, that's a big deal in the downtown fish market there in Seattle. So home field, home ice advantage for this outdoor game. They beat the Knights 3-0. So
I love it.
Better outfits.
Very creative.
Yes. All that polyester got in the way.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
This New Year's resolution, you know, could be one that could interest you. RX Bar challenging customers not only to move off the couch, but to actually move the couch. If you relocate your couch for 30 days, you can enter this contest, and the winner receives $2,500 and a lifetime supply of RX bars.
Yeah, I mean, the couch is the epitome in the wintertime of coziness and comfort. A lot of people wrap themselves in a blanket and jump on the couch, and they don't go to the gym. I mean, some people go to the gym, but others, you know, like me, I'm on the couch in the blanket. So if you move the couch, you know, you're more likely to go to the gym. I like it.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Snoop Dogg putting his rapping aside this summer and putting on a new hat. The hip-hop legend is joining NBC's coverage of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games this summer. He'll provide regular reports for the Olympics primetime show and Peacock. In 2021, Snoop joined Kevin Hart on Peacock for commentary during the Tokyo Olympics. NBC's coverage of the 2024 Olympics is scheduled for July 26th through August 11th. You can watch that right here on WREL. Raleigh City Council will meet later today about approving a new noise ordinance. Coming up, how this could impact nightlife downtown.
And as you're headed out the door this morning, temperatures are cold. We're close to freezing in most places. I'll show you what it feels like with the wind chill where you are.